This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Chris Barnes. That's the sound as hundreds of migrants tried to storm the U.S.-Mexico border yesterday, leading U.S. border agents to use tear gas to break up the group. Now, President Trump says the U.S. may close its southern border permanently if necessary. He tweets this morning that Mexico should send the migrants at the southern border back to their countries and that many of them are, quote, stone-cold criminals that are not going to come into the USA. Firefighters have fully contained the Camp Fire in Northern California. Officials in Butte County say that it killed 85 people, it injured three firefighters, and destroyed around 19,000 buildings, most of them homes. A Midwest snowstorm has caused over 1,000 air flights to be canceled today, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
President Trump heads to Mississippi for two campaign appearances today. He'll be stumping for Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in her U.S. Senate runoff against Democrat Mike Espy. The rallies in Tupelo and Biloxi come a day before a Tuesday runoff. Over the holiday weekend, over a dozen federal agencies released a report that details the dire effects of climate change on the United States. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah weighs in on it during an appearance on Meet the Press on NBC.
I look forward to digging into the report and listening to what other experts on the outside have to say about it. I think it's important anytime we take a report like that to examine what public policies they might have in mind, what public policies that could be brought forward that would address the problem they're addressing without simultaneously devastating the U.S. economy.
The report claims climate change could cause the U.S. economy to lose hundreds of billions of dollars by the end of this century. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.
An Israeli prosecutor is recommending that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu be brought up on corruption charges. He's alleged to have taken more than $250,000 from people in exchange for help with various issues. A report from the state prosecution's tax and finance department argues there's enough evidence for an indictment right now of Netanyahu. There are other pending cases against the prime minister in which no recommendations have yet been made. Netanyahu has maintained his innocence while dismissing criticism as fake news and a witch hunt. Senator Angus King says he doesn't think having troops at the U.S.-Mexico border is a very good idea. On CBS's Face the Nation, the Maine Independent said yesterday the United States is currently in a gray area surrounding the order that was signed by White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. The order that says troops are allowed to use forms of law enforcement or lethal force if need be, but King says it questions a long-standing law that says there shall be no use of federal troops for law enforcement purposes. And a fundraising campaign hoping to rebuild a film set at the Paramount Ranch in California, a set that was destroyed by the Woolsey Fire that started on November 8th outside of Simi Valley. Over 300 movies and TV series episodes were filmed at the set known as Western Town. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, back on the East Coast, where it's a lot of sunshine, you know, here in southern Florida. So good fun away from, you know, California and some of the insanity. I tell you, what a trip it was. But it's good to be back here on the East Coast. And with us right now is the one, the only, Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Also, she is the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project, serves as the national spokeswoman for MediaEqualizer.com. Ms. Megan, how are we doing?
How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm just downward side of the hill of a little bit of a bug, as you can probably hear. That was one of my gifts from Hawaii as I was coming back on the plane. I don't know what to do anymore. You know, I mean, I get the wipes going. I do the extra, emergency and all that stuff. But when you're on a plane and people are sick, it's just really, really tough. I mean, I ended up spending Thanksgiving, you know, home alone, one of those things, you know, because it was just, I just did not want to go out and infect anybody.
Well, thank God for you. We need more like you.
Yeah, we do. I know, really. It's like, I know you got to be somehow on a plane, but at least, you know, even wear a mask, you know. It's like, I think we can learn a lot from our Asian brothers and sisters. You see them on the plane, they're all wearing masks, and you think, that looks kind of goofy. But, you know, meanwhile, they're walking around, and they're healthy, and we're sick. So what do we need to learn from them, right?
A mask or a complete entire Purell body condom is what I'm usually wrapped in.
You can't say that. That's so funny. Hey, let's take a look at, Sunday TV news highlights. What was the biggest standout for you?
Well, I think the invasion at our border, which Jim Acosta said was never going to happen, right, with migrants scaling the wall, which Jim Acosta said was never going to happen. Of course, the radical left got its photo op of some woman and her small child running away from invading our border because her compadres were throwing rocks at our border control agents, and so in turn we fired tear gas or pepper spray, and we weren't going to let them break our borders and invade our country. I was informed by a radical leftist, which I have written about quite extensively on ReaganBabe.com, that their goal is to make America Mexico again, because the Pueblos Sin Fronteras, which is the group that is accompanying this invasion, is a bunch of radical, open-border leftists who believe that America was inherently sinful and stole Mexico away from the Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
I also refer to this quote-unquote migrant caravan as the Cloward Piven caravan, because when we look at the makeup and the cross-section of this caravan, 90% are men, And many of them, of course, are criminals. As Donald Trump tweeted out this morning, which was the greatest tweet to wake up to, that he will close the border. And Mexico should send these migrants back via plane, via boat, via car, whatever they need to do in order to return these people back to their native countries. Or if they were really asylum seekers, they would seek asylum in the very first country they set foot in.
Exactly.
Many of which would be Mexico for many of them. And Mexico had already offered them asylum. They offered them transportation. They offered them jobs. They offered them shelter. And these invaders turned it down and believe that somehow they have a right to illegally cross our borders and then get on the government dole with all of their children and their low-skilled labor compadres.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that people do what they get rewarded for. And for a long time, they've been rewarded for doing just that. So now it's a surprise because there's a new sheriff in town. We're under new management. And we're actually following the laws in spite of these activist judges. And I don't blame the president for being upset. And I don't blame Main Street America for being upset that, you know, he's sitting there doing the number one thing that presidents of the United States are supposed to do, which is to secure our safety. I mean, they are to protect the citizens. This is their number one job. And then you get an activist judge, one judge who's not, he's a district judge, not even a federal judge, but a district judge. He makes a ruling and it impacts the entire nation. Something is wrong when our laws are such that it allows for judges, you know, one judge to make a sweeping change like that, that affects the nation. This is insane. So I don't blame the president for being upset over that. And that needs to be addressed. And, you know, and here he is doing the very thing that Main Street America and most Americans wanted to be. And even, I would say, Hispanic Americans. I've spoken with many of my Hispanic buddies. And, you know, they say the same thing. I mean, the families are going, wait a minute, we need to have what we've protected here, secured. We can't let our interests be invaded and for us to be attacked like this. So they applaud Donald Trump. And, of course, you're not going to see that on Univision. You're not going to see it on these other outlets, certainly on these liberal outlets, because it doesn't fit their narrative.
Well, no, it doesn't. It also doesn't fit the narrative, according to a new report that I believe came out over the weekend or maybe perhaps early this morning that said that the Puerto Ricans that relocated to Florida actually put Governor Scott, now Senator Scott, over the top in that election. And the same with Ron DeSantis. You're not going to see that in the mainstream media because the mainstream media, again, is simply the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. And the Democrat talking point is that, of course, Donald Trump is racist and hates brown people. Well, how do you explain then that the Puerto Ricans that relocated to Florida put Scott over the top, DeSantis over the top, and then how do you explain if you look up north of you to Georgia that 11% of blacks voted for Brian Kemp? And so as the Democrats continue to turn their back on American citizens of all colors, they continue to support and promote illegal immigration and illegal aliens.
Yeah, and let's get rid of ICE. Let's get rid of ICE, by the way, and all these other radical things that they're moving, you know, their party to the left. And, you know, we're not even talking about abortion. I mean, this is one of the big things, too, for me. I had this discussion again over this weekend. We were talking about the parties and how far they had gone left. And I said, the big problem I have, I mean, the number one issue for me, I mean, it's more than a wedge issue. And I think even for evangelicals right off the bat, but I'm surprised how many evangelicals still support the Democratic Party. But based on their stance in their party platform, which is amazing to me how ignorant people are of the party platform that supports abortion up to the last second. That's what they believe in. I'm sorry. That's a game changer for me. I can't negotiate any further. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Israel and Palestine, you know, trying to negotiate when Palestine is saying, hey, I'm happy to negotiate with you. I just want you dead. I want you dead and gone. Oh, okay. So what are we negotiating for? You know?
No, you're absolutely right. And I don't believe that the left necessarily has moved further left. I just believe that they're incrementalists, that this has always been their goal. They just were kind of a smoke and mirrors party for quite some time.
Well, there's no doubt that they've come out of the closet in a sense. And they feel like totally empowered
based on this midterm. I think maybe after everything is said and done, we might be grateful for it. You know, there's nothing like the truth to set you free. And here it is. It's up for, you know, reasonable people to discern exactly what happened in the midterm and how their government is going to move forward after this. We've got more from Megan Barth after the break. Stay with us, America. We're just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Canada Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Break every chain.
America is fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Megan Barth continues. You know, Megan, just to kind of wrap up what's happening at the border, I got to tell you, as this caravan was coming forth and we were understanding the makeup of the caravan, it wasn't all about just kids and single mothers. There was a lot of male figures in there, numbers that you wish that, the media would make more of attention to in identifying, our own intelligence community says there's at least 500 criminals in the midst. I mean, and it is it any wonder? I mean, common sense would tell you that, look at it, when you have that kind of surge taking place, you're going to work the numbers and you're going to try to, get, your people in there that will promote, the ongoing drug sales, sex trafficking and all that, and you can get them in the group. And that seems to be reasonable and obvious, but some people want to toss out common sense and think that, what are we playing? We're going to play like some sort of form of Russian roulette down there and just take our chances and let people come through. And I mean, there's no way that we can process this many people coming through. So we've been saying for a long time here that the president should at least say, look, if you are not going to come through the 48, I mean, we have 48 entries, legal entries, you can come in and be processed in the best way that we can, understanding that, hey, you're one of 14,000 people coming in, but you got to go through legally. But if you're going to do anything illegally immediately at that point, you need to be put on a bus, a plane, a train or whatever, and sent back home. That's it. End of story. No further negotiation. To me, that made common sense. Of course, the president says, hey, that's what we're going to start to do. I said, excellent. Great job. And then, of course, a judge says, no, you can't do that. Wait a minute. They're breaking the law. I mean, they're not coming through the legal ports of entries. They're breaking the law. Why can't you, put them on a plane or a train and get them back? I mean, that 1,400 journey, 12 to 1,400 mile walk and journey isn't one. I mean, if you go back, I mean, how many more times are you going to come back when you know that you have no basis? You have to do it the right way. But we have trained people, as I said earlier, people will do that which they get rewarded for. And we have trained them to say, it's okay, just come on through. You're going to come in and get lost in the morass of people here. Go through the process and then never come back for your hearing, right?
Well, and that was really kind of put on steroids by the Barack Obama administration, specifically on the catch and release program. And so, catch and release, I mean, that's literally the name of the program that right. translates very well to those seeking to break our laws, sex traffickers, human traffickers, the drug cartel, because they know that once they get in, they're not going to be caught and detained and then perhaps deported or returned to their country of origin. They will just be caught and then released, and then they can go find a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state like California to live in the shadows.
Right.
You live in California, I believe, part-time still.
Right.
I fled California a few years ago. And now Nevada, of course, has been taken over by the radical left, unfortunately. This is what we come to expect on a catch-and-release program, our sanctuary cities. This is why the Democrats set them up. This is why sanctuary cities are so important to Democrats for a variety of reasons. One, there's continued lawlessness, which is chaos, and the Democrats operate in a modem of chaos. And then, of course, we have
because they get to come in and be the heroes for the very thing they created, right? That's what they do.
Well, I really don't see them being heroes when you have a high rate of poverty, a high rate of homelessness, a high rate of drug use. And in San Francisco, for example, they hand out poop maps.
Right.
So tourists can figure out where they need to go in order to stay away from human feces that litter the streets all over the Tenderloin, for example. And so you have a high spike in crime, which again creates chaos, a high spike in drugs, which again creates chaos, and then a high spike in dependency, whether that's poverty and homeless or poverty and homelessness, which of course creates more dependency on government. And so this is why I refer to these caravans as the Cloward Piven caravan, because when you understand Cloward Piven, you understand the radical left. Barack Obama was student of Cloward Piven, basically. As a community organizer, all students believe in the Cloward Piven model, which is you overthrow the capitalist system by creating a series of continued crises, mm-hmm. which then will break the current system, which is capitalism, and then you can usher in your socialist utopia like we see, for example, in California.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm glad you didn't say Venezuela. Everybody wants to go to Venezuela. It's so obvious with 1,000,000% inflation. But all you have to do is go west and see what's happening in California, a one-party state. It's a disaster. It is an absolute disaster. But, you know, people need to. And I know that, you know, when people hear, you know, the description and how people like Barack Obama and Michelle Obama and Oprah and all these others have been part and parcel to this plan. It's like, it is a diabolical plan of the destruction of the great American experiment. And people, you know, need to embrace and understand that our country, the very soul of our country, is under attack. And I know that may sound radical to them. And they say, you know, some people go, gosh, Bill, that sounds pretty extreme. And go, wait a minute, look at it. Look what's been happening. You know, this started, this didn't just happen, you know, in the last 10 years. It didn't happen just under, you know, Barack Obama. This has been going on from day one. You know, there have been people from day one when this great American experiment came out, you know, kind of like John McCain, you know, when you got, Donald Trump talking about making America great again. You know, his response was, "We'll see if let's see if Donald Trump can make America great now that he put his thumb down on health care." What does that mean? I mean, why are you against Donald Trump? I mean, why can't you be American? Why can't you be about those things that are in the best interest of all America, all Americans? What is the problem with that? Oh, no, we have to think about it in terms of tribalism. And, you know, Ben Sasse over the weekend was on talking about his new book called Them. And what's happening is that you have this increase of people are getting worn out with all this vitriol and looking and saying, okay, what can we do to unite ourselves? And they want to blame Trump. But I appreciate that some people were sober about it to say, look, it's not about Trump. This has been going on for, you know, whether you talk about, you know, just the recent times, you know, Bill Clinton, it happened under Bush. Yes, it got further exacerbated under Barack Obama. And maybe because a little bit was, you know, because we had a black president, you figure, okay, you know, we're going to roll the dice here and see if he can really unite us. And because he didn't, it became more divisive. It just, people just became unhinged. And maybe we're just got to go through this process to where it gets so crazy, Megan, that we finally realize, hey, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm worn out. I've rope-a-doped myself out. I've argued to no end here and I've gotten nowhere. Maybe we ought to just, you know, try to find a way to, you know, get along and really make America great, which is for everybody's interest.
Yeah, I mean, that's great pie in the sky, but then I think it's a little bit naive to believe that Democrats really have the best of this country in their heart. Mm-hmm. Like I've said before, if you loved something, if you truly loved something, would you want to fundamentally transform it?
Mm-hmm.
We were told in 2008... Yeah. That Barack Obama was 4 days away from the fundamental transformation of this country. That should have been our first clue.
Yeah.
That Democrats really don't love this country because you wouldn't want to fundamentally transform it if you did.
Yeah, they don't know what this country is. They don't know what it can be. They have they're unhinged, as we say, because they've let go of those foundational principles that give you understanding and purpose and love for this country. But if you let go of that and you've let go of the vision, then, you know, it's interesting because I ask them, okay, what is your vision? And the vision is just chaos. It's not some utopia. I mean, when you really get down to it, at least what I'm hearing from them. Anyway, we'll leave it from there. The conversation will continue. Megan, look forward to talking to you again next week. Megan Barth, I'm Bill Martinez.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That's the sound as hundreds of migrants tried to storm the U.S.-Mexico border yesterday, leading U.S. border agents to use tear gas to break up the group. Now, President Trump says the U.S. may close its southern border permanently if necessary. He tweets this morning that Mexico should send the migrants at the southern border back to their countries and that many of them are, quote, stone-cold criminals that are not going to come into the USA. Firefighters have fully contained the Camp Fire in Northern California. Officials in Butte County say that it killed 85 people, it injured three firefighters, and destroyed around 19,000 buildings, most of them homes. A Midwest snowstorm has caused over 1,000 air flights to be canceled today, and this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
From the inside out, let joy move you, huh? And as we get ready for the season, what a great time of year. I always love this time of year. You know, the music, the sentiment, not necessarily scrambling for the last parking space in the mall. I understand that part. But all the other, you know, the other parts. You know, anytime you can get together, people of like mind and faith, and sing Christmas carols, and just really embrace the reason for the season. It is a very unique and special time. Back with you just about 27 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Daniel Buttafuoco joins us now. He's the author of Consider the Evidence, a trial lawyer examines eyewitness testimony in defense of the reliability of the New Testament. Daniel, I've been looking forward to this opportunity for us to talk, and I think the timing of your book is so perfect. Because we might be getting to that point in our society where we're just, you know, tired of fussing and fighting and arguing and being at each other's throats, that we're maybe looking for something to say, okay, how can we find the good and look at the good in each other to where we can get this country back on track?
Well, Bill, thanks for having me on the show. That's a great point. You know, there is too much fighting, and what I like to tell people is that we need to have a civil discussion. Mm-hmm. And I am a civil trial lawyer, which, pun intended, I have, you know, lots of legal battles with my adversaries where we go into court and we slug it out. We basically kill each other in court and then we leave and we go have a beer or go have a cup of coffee and hang out, and they send me their relatives to represent if they're injured, and then we go back the next day and we do it again, you know?
Right.
It's almost like boxers in a ring where, you know, you take your punches, and then at the end of the fight you see them hugging, and you're like, how can they do that? Like, they just beat each other bloody, and now they're hugging each other because it's not personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we should take these things personal. You know, people are not the enemy. You know, what is the enemy of humanity is bad ideas, you know, mm-hmm. what we could call sin if you want to go theological.
Right.
If you just want to say bad ideas, we need to attack ideas and not each other.
Exactly. Well, and the problem, and I've been saying this for quite a while, Daniel, is there's been this spirit of invalidation that has infected our culture. And, you know, and what that does is short circuits the conversation. It disqualifies the other person. I think one of the worst things you could do for anybody is either you ignore them or you just, you know, take them out of the public square. You debase them to such a degree, say you have no relevance. You know, that was interesting. Ben Sasse over the weekend with his new book called Them that addresses this issue. He says America is very lonely, even in this you know information age with social media and all that. He finds himself lonely and angry. And I think you know when you marginalize 50% of the people. Roughly, because they voted for Trump, and you know, you just absolutely, you look at them, as you say to your point, as evil. Because if I look at you and I perceive you as evil, then I'm justified to do anything I want to you, including, you know, throwing a drink in your face, you know, being disrespectful and uncivil, you know, whatever means. I mean, because you're nothing, you're less than, right?
Well, yeah, I have some Russian friends, Bill, and Russians are very interesting people. I live in New York. There's a large Russian population. Mm-hmm. And he said to me the other day, he says, you know, Americans go to psychiatrists and psychologists. He goes, Russians talk to their friends in the kitchen over vodka.
Yeah.
and that's true. We are a lonely and separated society. The internet has something to do with it. We've lost a sense of community. But this rhetoric is on both sides. You know, we just need more love. And I don't want to sound preachy because, you know, there's a lot more to it than that, but I think we got to get back to the Bible and the principles of the Bible, the New Testament that Jesus taught us, and that's why I wrote the book, Consider the Evidence.
Well, you think about it. You know, you think when Jesus came, what was the culture like? I mean, they were all at their throats. You had to have the have-nots. You know, you had, you know, the Ten Commandments became the 10, you know, million volumes of rules they had to follow, all this stuff. And then, you know, you had the in-crowd, the out-crowd. I mean, the same kind of stuff. And so, you know, Jesus came to unite, to open up the gates. And, you know, all of a sudden, he gave place to people and caused...
Interrupt you, but it's the sign of a corrupt society when laws proliferate. Mm-hmm. You know, when Jesus spoke, he said there are really only two rules, you know, love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. On this hang all the law. And so, you know, all laws are really based on those two basic commandments. But because we've gotten so corrupt, we have every aspect of our life regulated. Now, you're breaking laws you don't even know you're breaking.
That's right. No, you're exactly right. And the point is, and you bring up, you know, what Jesus said was the greatest commandment, you know, because somebody wanted to know what's the big thing, you know, what's the number one thing I can do? I mean, they're overwhelmed by all these other commandments that, the ruling class of the day had them doing. I mean, you know, there's a lot of don't do that. And he says, hey, look, let me tell you what to do. You know, first of all, love God with all your heart, soul and mind. Of course, that, you know, goes back to Old Testament, you know, foundational principles. Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's what we do. We love God. Really? If you really love God, then you will love one another. I mean, those are cohesive elements. You cannot, you cannot love someone else if you don't love God, because you don't have enough in you to love somebody else if it doesn't start with God. And
it's well said. But the problem is people don't believe this stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. One of the problems we're a culture that's morally adrift.
Yeah.
We don't know what to believe. We don't know why we believe what we believe, you know, especially Christians. You know, the church is largely at fault. I say the church, capital C, the church, or Christians everywhere, because they don't know the Bible. You know, Christians, they don't know why they believe what they believe. You know, a lot of people claim to be Christians, and that's great. But if you really press them, they don't have any idea why they are Christians or why they believe the Bible or why they believe the things they believe. They may have gotten it from a parent or a grandparent. They're cultural Christians, but I want people to understand that there's actually very good reasons, very good evidence to believe the New Testament. There's very good evidence for that. And that if we could go back to that, I think a lot of these problems will work out.
Well, let me say this, Daniel. I know that the church is often maligned. I find myself sometimes falling into that as well and looking at it and, you know, and broadly painting. But I'll tell you, I in my travels, I am so blessed. In this recent traveling, I went to California. I went to Hawaii. I was on a couple of islands. And I got to tell you, I was really blessed and encouraged to see the love of God in these different areas. There are some Christians who get it. And they're challenged to find other Christians, and they're frustrated because they see other people who say, hey, we're Christians, and, you know, we do this sort of thing. I mean, it was kind of interesting last night. I've been wanting to see this movie, Crazy Rich Asians, you know, that was out. And one
that
of the
terrible.
Well, yeah, I mean, people watched it and you know, kind of deal, but, you know, but one of the takeaways right away was they show the mother in a Bible study. And even my wife goes, what was the point of that? Because here shows the mother, you know, in a Bible study, and she had a very unchristlike attitude toward her impending, you know, daughter-in-law and, you know, the dynamics that went in there and kind of stuff. And it's like, whoa, you know, what hypocrisy. But you see, this furthers the narrative that, you know, Christians are hypocrites. And I can understand that where people sometimes can do that because we all fall short.
Yeah, but then you have like the Blind Side, the movie. That was a Christian woman that adopted that guy.
Right.
And look at the love and stuff that was demonstrated there. So, you know, everyone could pull up a bad example. You know, there's bad examples of Christianity, the bad pastors and bad televangelists, but there are also good ones. You know, lawyers. I'm a lawyer.
Right.
People are always criticizing lawyers, you know, say, oh, lawyers are horrible. They lie. You know, and I have to combat all the time. I preached 2 sermons yesterday in a church. And the pastor got up before he introduced me, and he said, you know, when I met this guy, Dan Buttafuoco, he goes, I got to be honest, I was wary. He's like, why am I letting a lawyer in the pulpit? But you know what? He says, but I got to know him, and, you know, he's going to bring the word. And he let me preach. And I'm like, that's the best honor you could give me. Let me preach in the church.
Exactly. Well, lawyers' lives matter, too, ladies and gentlemen. And we all bring something to the dance if we're willing to listen. Hey, we've got more from Daniel on the other side of the break. Stay with us 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Sure. Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Hey, Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting where I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you are given to me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Daniel Buttafuoco continues with us. He is a trial lawyer, and we're going to be talking about his book, I promise, and we're going to get into it in more detail. I can tell that Daniel's got to be on with us on an ongoing basis. I appreciate his heart. As we were talking off air, you know, I was sharing with Daniel, you know, that here in America, how good we have it as people of faith. Compared to, I was just reading my latest edition of Voice of the Martyrs magazine, and I was sharing with Daniel, you know, you hear these stories of what these missionaries have to endure, you know, all in, you know, in the name of the gospel and their love of Christ, you know, these underground churches, and they, you know, continue to set their chin like a flint against the government that says you cannot preach the gospel, but yet they're out there, you know, presenting the gospel message. They are breaking chains. They are freeing people. They are leading them to the truth in such a dramatic way. And I think that sometimes, you know, by comparison, in our modern day churches, we complain because the cappuccino is a little cold at our church coffee bar. You know, it's silly, isn't it, Daniel?
Yes, we need to get back to the major points of what matters. And what I'm finding today is that people need to study apologetics. And what apologetics is has been defined as the art and science of Christian persuasion. Mm-hmm. You know, the gospel, the Christian faith, is a faith that spreads by you know, wooing people, by discussing and teaching and speaking to people, discussing principles and not fighting with people. You know, there are some religions where you are converted at the point of the sword. You know, it's either convert, submit, or die.
Right.
But Christianity is not like that. You know, we try to explain people why they need God, to people why they need God, and we need to do it with gentleness and with respect. But really importantly, as the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:15, we need to give reasons for why we believe.
Exactly.
And that's what apologetics ultimately boils down to. You have to understand enough of why you believe the Bible is the Word of God so you can communicate that to others, because today in the marketplace of ideas, there's a lot of competing ideologies, and we need to give good, strong reasons for why we believe that our faith is accurate and true, and other faiths are not, in plain language. All faiths are not equal.
And I'm glad you said in plain language. That is key, because at the basis of this, it's your story. And nobody can take your story away from you, like the blind man. I mean, look what happened. The powers, the religious powers of the day, they wanted to, you know, present him and counter his argument as, you know, he was lying, he was a fraud. They brought his parents in and everything else. But the fact of the matter was, is that there was a dramatic change. See, but sometimes we take that dramatic change for granted, or maybe we just forget, Daniel. I'm not sure, but you look back and church history, and even in modern history, and you see what these missionaries overseas, and maybe even here in America, that we don't even know about, these untold stories, what they give up, and some give up their lives, and, you know, willingly. And why would you give up your life if there wasn't some, you know, transformative, some higher belief, something that is so miraculous and so overwhelming that you would lay your life down, you know, in much the way...
That's the point of the book, actually. In fact, the earliest disciples were witnesses. They actually were, Peter writes, we're not followers of cleverly invented fables, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. John writes in First John 1:1, that which we have heard, that which we have handled, that which we have seen, this we declare to you concerning the word of truth. These people were actually part of the events that happened. It's not a legend, not made up. They saw it, they experienced it, and they went to their deaths proclaiming it. Now, there are faiths where people will die for what they believe in, but nobody will die for what they know is a lie.
Right.
These people were actually in a position to know the truth, and they all were tortured, and they were cross-examined to death, and not one of them recanted. And so, you know, that's very different than flying a plane into a building. You're not in a position to know that what you believe in is true or not. You're just doing it because somebody said it. Mm-hmm. But in the case of the followers of Christ that were walking on the earth with him for 3 years, they saw these miracles. They saw him rise from the dead. They saw him heal blinded eyes. They saw him calm the sea. And so they were just as amazed as we would be if we saw somebody come back to life. But yet they went to their deaths proclaiming, this is what we saw. We may not understand it, but this is what we saw. We know we saw it. It happened.
Exactly.
And that's what the book is about.
Well, Daniel, you know, in your background and in your profession as a trial lawyer, you know, like we say on this show, we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And you're a truth pursuer. When you talk about apologetics and you talk about, you know, these things that are of a spiritual nature, the reason they connect with you is because at the very core of who you are is you are you're an agent. You're a being that, given, you know, the lane that God has given you to operate in, it's got to operate in truth, because if it doesn't, you know, that's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction for you.
That's true. You know, it's funny. I've won trials, important cases, big cases, but with lots of money was at stake for my clients, where I've only had one witness that was on my side in addition to my client. In the case of the New Testament, we don't have one witness. We have many witnesses. First of all, there are 27 books in the New Testament. And the Bible itself was written by 40 different authors over a 1,500-year period. And contained within those pages, we don't have even just those 40 witnesses. We have many people who are witnesses to these things that happen. And we know that these writings were very early, because they had to have been written before the destruction of the temple in 70 AD.
Right.
And the witnesses were still alive. And then nobody ever said, no, nobody ever wrote an account that said, wait a minute, these things didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Or wait a second, I was there and this didn't happen. These things were corroborated even by third party sources, Roman records, and not one witness came forward and said, no, this is a sham.
Right.
So, you know, that's why we believe this stuff. There's really good validation. There's really good evidence for the Christian faith. And people need to know this. If you want people to believe us, you got to give evidence. You just can't say Jesus loves you. You know,
right.
Because, you know, anybody could say that and it doesn't mean anything.
Well that's
why
that's where apologetics comes in, Daniel, is knowing what it is that you believe. Maybe initially it's because you realized a radical change in your life, and you go, hey, this is the way I was before. I had a confrontation with Christ, and here's where I am. I'd much rather live here. And okay, that's the initial part. But here's all the other things. It's not just me. There's others. Look what happened historically. Look at God said in the Word of God. You start from Genesis all the way to Revelation. You know, the things that God told us was going to happen beforehand, and every one of the things that God said was going to happen have been validated. They've in fact happened. There's probably about a third of prophecy yet to be realized here. And I say, well, if God's batting 1,000% so far, what is the likelihood that the remaining third is going to be realized at 1,000%?
Well, that's a great point, Bill. You know, you talk about somebody who has an encounter with God and they see that their life changes, but then it's their duty, and it's the duty and obligation of every Christian to take it a step further and to learn about their faith, to learn why they believe these things. Because it's not just enough for you to be saved. And that's great. You know, all right, I'm saved. I'm right with God. I'll be able to face eternity with confidence that Jesus paid the price for my sins. But what about your neighbors? What about your friends? What about your loved ones?
Right.
You need to be able to give them more than just your personal testimony, because that's very subjective. You need to be able to give objective evidence for the Bible, for the truth of the Word. And you need to know some things. It's not hard. It's not complicated. Just with the internet, you can just spend a few hours a week instead of looking at cat videos, learn about
your
faith.
Right. Yeah, and you'd be surprised, some people say, Daniel, they'll go, well, what do I know to study? And this is what the Holy Spirit's job is all about. Jesus said that he had to leave, that the Holy Spirit would come and lead us in all wisdom. And you trust in the Holy Spirit. I mean, you'd be surprised what answers you get when you ask God. God says we don't have because we don't ask. You ask God,
a lot of resources.
Right? I mean, you say, hey, God, what is it? Okay, here, I've experienced this. What is it that you want me to do? You think God, who says that, look at the very work I began in you, I'm going to complete it to the end. I mean, that's his promise. So, he's going to just leave you out there and say, okay, hey, you were blind, now you see, have at it, happy trails. I mean, there's much more to the story here, right?
Right. Yeah, we want to pray for wisdom, because God does not only want to save our souls, our hearts, and our beings, but he wants our minds sanctified. He wants us to, just like the Bible says, we're to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, So the mind is important. And today, unfortunately, a lot of Christianity has been reduced to a feel-good experience. You put your hands in the air and you feel good and you come home, and then you don't really know what happened.
Yeah, right.
Let's figure out why we believe these things, and let's be able to give a good, cogent, clear explanation for the gospel and for why it's historic.
Yeah, you raise your hands and then you cut the guy off in the parking lot as you leave the church. It's crazy. Paul had it right. He says, the very things I want to do, I don't do. That which I don't want, I do. I mean, wow. And God understands that. That's part of our humanity. But, we pick ourselves up. And God, in his love and forgiveness and long-suffering, puts up with us. But we are a testament. We are God's testimony to his grace. And so what kind of testament and testimony are we putting out there, right?
That's true. Let's have a good testimony. And we're not perfect. We mess up all the time, as you pointed out. Mm-hmm. But what I want to focus on is for people to start to do the heavy lifting. That's not so heavy. I try to make it easy. I try to put it in a form that everyone can use. That's really what a trial lawyer does. It takes
exactly.
Complex.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally...